From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Days before the U.S. holiday honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., President-elect Donald Trump has attacked Congressman John Lewis after Lewis, a civil rights legend in his own right, said he does not consider Mr. Trump a legitimate president due to what he believes were Russia's attempts to help candidate Trump win the presidency. In a couple of tweets, Mr. Trump said instead of criticizing him, the lawmaker should concentrate on serving his constituents, and those tweets provoked critical responses. Leading up to the president-elect's inauguration, demonstrations against several campaign promises have already begun in Washington. One march was led by activist minister, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
You may switch presidents, but we just gonna switch legs and keep on marching. We won't back down. We won't be trumped. We won't be trumped.
There was also a rally supporting immigrant and minority rights. That took place at a Washington church. In a polarizing campaign for president, Mr. Trump made promises to build a wall along the border with Mexico and start a Muslim registry. Officials in Afghanistan say that at least 7 civilians were killed, 2 wounded, when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Nangarhar province, which shares a border with Pakistan. The violence happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same region abducted 13 seminary teachers. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb in a region where the Taliban actively conducts insurgent activities. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel negotiators have announced their support for Russia-Turkey brokered talks aimed at finding a political solution to the 6-year-long civil war in Syria, but they say a planned meeting later this month in Kazakhstan should be seen only as a first step towards the resumption of the long-stalled UN-backed Geneva peace process. The Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee, which has been shut out of the Russia-Turkey talks, said it backs a military delegation to attend the talks. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow has met in Mali with world leaders trying to arrange a peaceful outcome of his country's leadership crisis. Barrow was officially declared the winner of last month's election by a slim margin. Yahya Jammeh, who has been in power in Gambia since a coup in 1994, originally accepted defeat but then reversed himself and filed suit to challenge the results, citing voting irregularities. Meantime, the Economic Community of West African States intends to seek the formal approval of the UN Security Council to deploy troops to Gambia if he refuses to step down as scheduled this week. The private space exploration company SpaceX has conducted its first successful launch since the explosion of a rocket on the launch pad in September. SpaceX sent a rocket into space Saturday from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California, and landed the first stage mechanism successfully on a barge in the Pacific, an important step in development of reusable rocket components. The company hopes to reduce the cost of future space travel by developing a dependable system of retrieving and reusing launch rockets for future missions. SpaceX is a private company that is expected to begin transporting U.S. astronauts into space next year. It also plans to launch next year a spacecraft headed to the planet Mars. Iraqi forces have secured the sprawling Mosul University campus after a battle with Islamic State militants. Iraqis also say they can secure 3 of Mosul's 5 bridges. IS took control of Mosul about 2.5 years ago. UN aid agencies are appealing to authorities in Europe to assist and protect thousands of refugees and migrants trying to survive the harsh winter weather. Agencies such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and UNICEF say that they are doing what they can to protect them. The spokeswoman, Cecile Puy, says too many people remain without help. UNICEF says children and their families are living in intolerable conditions on the Greek islands. Since few tourists are there this time of year, the Children's Agency is appealing to Greek authorities. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.